to support as much as possible. But yeah, my tastes are all over the place, definitely, and lots of 90s stuff, because we're at that point where we're getting nostalgic and are like, these kids don't understand. Like, I had a friend tell me that she didn't know who the Smashing Pumpkins were, and I was aghast.
It's bizarre, and it happens to me all the time. Like, you guys seen that movie Office Space? You remember that?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, and you're like, no. Yeah. No, I really love Disney movies, though.
Yeah, Disney movies like Mulan.
Right, Pam? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's cool. How about you? What have you been listening to?
Yeah, lately... I listen to a lot of pop. I really appreciate pop. So we were just on tour this past week and a half, and one of the things we listened to was, I made Dee listen to the first Ariana Grande album in full, which is like one of my favorites.
It was awesome.
It's great.
I missed
She's
out.
Really great. And that first album, shout out to that first album. It's like solid.
All killer, no filler.
Yeah.
No, I mean, having a pop background or a good ear for pop music really can make your sound very tight and well-produced and solid. I mean, there's a lot of good work going into that machine, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is a machine nonetheless, but yeah. It's a good-sounding machine.
I do appreciate the work, and I'm like a nerd, and I'll like look at who produced the tracks.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that,
you got to do that.
Yeah.
Just a reminder of who we're speaking to, FBGM. I memorized that all on my own this time.
Right. Woo!
Matt and D.
Yep.
And I'm Jay. So you guys have any shows coming up? Or
we do. We have our kind of tour homecoming show tomorrow night at Zusu.
Nice.
So, yeah,
that's a great room to play.
Yeah, we're excited. It's actually our first time playing there. So, we're playing with Everything and Everyone, who is a local group. And then we're playing with two bands from Philly that we actually played with. One of them is A Day Without Love, who we played with in Philly when we were just there a couple weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. So, and he's awesome. And
He just got a write-up on the Boston Hassle, like a long write-up. So if any of y'all are listening out there, it was a great write-up about the DIY scene and how A Day Without Love, he's just no holds barred, calling out all the racism, the hypocrisy in it, and it's... he's a powerful performer, and it's worth seeing him at least once.
It's really important to use the pulpit right now and get that message out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And obviously I share that sentiment and use my own music as a musician to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. And getting a write-up in Boston Hassle is great. I mean, that's a very well-revered scene, as I call them.
Absolutely.
And I mean no disrespect when I say that, but you know, it very much puts Boston on the map, and those types of things, and we need to keep that stuff going with failing venues and studios closing and practice spaces closing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a great show put together for tomorrow night, and yeah, looking forward to it. So,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
FBGM.
Yeah.
And one last thing. I want to play another one of your tracks. Mm-hmm. Anyone you want to suggest? I was going to play Lullaby.
You can play whatever your heart desires.
Yeah, Lullaby's
okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just want to, you know, bookend you with our interview with your amazing music, because it's kind of a vibe you get into and then you got to kind of climb out of. It's nice.
Yeah, there's an emotional we do talk about there's an emotional
somebody depth. Called it a goth David Lynch vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I can put my two cents down.
Yeah,
it reminds me a lot of the band The XX.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I like that.
That's cool.
Yes, I like that a lot too.
When
I heard, I think Lullaby was the track I heard, I'm like, wow, this sounds like the XX.
Oh.
They're doing something right.
Yeah,
made my day.
We were excited because somebody on when we were on tour, unsolicited, we were excited about this, called us goth. And we call ourselves goth all the time, but like not everybody sees us as that. But somebody just said, oh, you guys are like goth. And we were like, yes, we are. Thank you for
saying that. My lovely wife Mrs. Pam Lane behind me is an honest-to-God late 80s, early 90s goth.
Oh, yes. Mm,
yes.
Excellent.
The best era.
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew I would fall in love with a goth. And I fell in love with your music as well.
Perfect.
So we're going to do Lullaby, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. If you want to listen to FBGM, you can go to fbgmtheband.bandcamp.com. And good luck at your show tomorrow night at Zuzu.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
So I'm a little broken hearted and I'm not sure why. Sun is up, not a cloud in the sky. My heart protests, but the head knows best. Yeah, my heart protests, but the head knows best. You seem like a really nice guy. We had a lot in common, even shared a good cry, but the timing's wrong, so we gotta move along. Yeah, the timing's wrong, so we gotta move along.
check. One. Yo, Pope got a gun that pop through the speaker like Iron Mike might fight, biting earlobes off. I'm the modern old dog. This right here, the roll call for what your music begging for, like explosives are going off. Sticking in a cough from a 9/11 cop, breathing in the hellfire with your billow through the top. Bob first, Johnny Cage, as we rumble through the park. Watching Pony Boy, the hustler, help him dilly the park. Vicious, come and take a bite of my delicious butter coated pancakes baked by the misfits. Neck wiggle to rock, this imperial mystic. Every word of my song was dripping off a lipstick. Beastin', I was getting fly for no reason. The heathen is speaking, spitting at Tabo. Horny boy, the hustler, cause a ghetto revival. Moses was spitting what was written in the Bible. The first cause genocide, beast homicidal. The disperse hurt from the dirt perched on her pew. Purrs in the merch that I burst in the booth to alert every nigga on the block who was first in the merge with a thirst that I burst through the speaker. The dope dealer's universe search for the greaser. Jolly had a gun, Johnny had a knife, telling Pony Boy to stay gone.
Okay. okay. He served his time and cared for all his children, okay. He told me stay in school and not the prisons, okay. And pick your pants up, you are not a honey, okay. My luck been running now, Peyton Manning had his ass a horseshoe, Kobe Bryant had Shaquille. Get yours now, I'm trying to warn you, I've been down, but don't fuss. Drown in the cup, drown in my cup, this ain't E and J, ever seen a rapper try to pay his way through college, buying food and all your books, what have you, broke by next deposit, refund check that go to travel, refund checks that's in your closet, and I need a refund check if you ever flaked on a solid. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay.
Sir Latrell James, okay. It's his latest single. Still Gold before that, Pony Boy the Hustler, and great interview with FBGM. All right, we could do this again if you want. No, I'm just kidding. I like to have a little background music too sometimes, I guess. Right now, I'm actually going to play Birthday. Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to play Surprise Party. I was going to say Birthday Party because, hey, it's a party. Pam's dancing around the stage now, and Pam's helping me, bury my mistake there. But Surprise Party, talked to Lee Martin of the band. He's the singer, drummer of this band. Great person. And we're going to play that right now on The Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO.
I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. First up, it's tomorrow, also known as Thursday, June 28th. In Kendall Square, you can check out their summer concert series. This week, it features singer-songwriter Maya Dyson. That's over in Kendall Square, 12 to 1 p.m. at 300 Athenaeum Street. Tomorrow is also Passim Presents Palmer Street Summer Series at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge. It's a happy hour show from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. You can hear some old time and bluegrass music. For jazz, tomorrow night, go to Thelonious Monkfish Restaurant in Central Square, Cambridge for the Donna Byrne Quartet. That's at 7 p.m. And then for more jazz, there's the Tucker and Tell CD release show over at Ryle's Jazz Club in Min Square, Cambridge at 8 p.m. And that is one of the last shows you're going to be able to see at Ryle's since they are closing soon. For rock, soul, Americana, and bluegrass, head over to the Plow and Stars tomorrow night for Andrew DiMarzo Trio and Aaron Shadmel. That is in Central Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. For some deep soul from Seattle and electric blues from Boston, tomorrow night you'll want to go to Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 10 p.m. The Delvon Lamar Organ Trio is in town from Seattle, and there's a new band called GA20, which is the creation of Matthew Stubbs, who has played with Charlie Musselwhite, and he has a band called Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas. He's on guitar, and Pat Faherty on lead vocals. They are inspired by traditional blues of the 50s and 60s. Also tomorrow night, over at Bull McCabe's is their weekly residency. Crush Factory is there at 10 p.m. It's reggae, hip-hop, and soul over at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. Next up is Friday, June 29th. Grendel's Den is hosting Park Sounds No. 4 over in Harvard Square, Cambridge. You can see Java Jukebox for reggae, Vinegar Mother for progressive soul. They're in town from Connecticut. And then GRJ and the Recipe for soul, blues, and R&B. That's happening Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. in Harvard Square. Over in Davis Square, Film Americarma is there with special guest Eric Salt and the Electric City. That's at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville. This is part of the goddamn delightful Burren Backroom series that's hosted by Tom Bianchi, 7 to 9 p.m. Friday in Davis Square. Ginger Ibex and Urban Myth have a show on Friday at Outpost 186 in Inman Square, Cambridge. That's at 8 p.m. I love the way Ginger Ibex describes themselves. They are at the wordless intersection of rock and classical. You should check them out. And when you go to their show on Friday, you can also welcome Ginger Ibex's new drummer, Natalie. Another one for Friday, June 29th, for music inspired by the cool breezes of Maine's Northlands, go to Club Passim on Friday for David Mallet. That's in Harvard Square, Cambridge at 8 p.m. And then for some Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk, Club Dielf is at the Lizard Lounge on Friday in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And they've got some superb guitar guests, Duke Levine and Kevin Berry. So check that out on Friday, June 29th. Another one for Friday is for some rock and roll with soul. If I were going to recommend only one show this week, if that were a thing, but it's not. But if it were, then this would be the show. The Curtis Mayflower are at Atwood's Tavern on Friday night at 9 p.m. Love them, and I'm really sad I'm going to miss that show because I will be out of town. On Saturday, June 30th, there are 6 shows that I recommend. There are probably like 70 more shows happening, but these are the 6 that I recommend. First up, Downwind, a 2-hour bluegrass matinee at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Saturday the 30th. That's 4 to 6 p.m. You can see bluegrass legends, local bluegrass legends, Dan Afric, Jordan Santiago, Ben Pierce, Owen Miles, and Joe Keneally. And then another afternoon matinee show for some jug band music. The Busted Jug Band are playing at the Plow and Stars on Saturday in Central Square, Cambridge. And that is, like I mentioned, another afternoon show, 4 to 6 p.m. And hey, here's another early show. I don't know about you, but I have come to really enjoy early evening shows and afternoon shows. And another show that I'm sad to miss is this rock and roll spectacle, Goddamn Draculas, Jason Bennett and the Resistance, Art Thieves, and Michael Caine and the Morning Afters. You can see these guys at the Middle East Upstairs on Saturday, Central Square, Cambridge, for an early rock and roll show at 6:30 p.m. And then over at the Lily Pad at 7 for some folk, rock, pop, and indie, In Ivy are having their album release party. And they're kicking off their summer tour at the Lily Pad. That's at Inman Square in Cambridge, 7 to 10 p.m. And also at 7 for some barbecue rock from Northampton, Trailer Park are at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge on Saturday. Another early show, and it starts at 7 p.m. For classic rock and dad rock, then you can go over to Kendall Square at 9 p.m. for the Caps out over at the Smoke Shop. Next up is Sunday, July 1st. It's International Reggae Day on Sunday, and you can celebrate with the Central Flea. They are going to have a day of celebration of reggae, and that's happening 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday at University Park at 81 Sydney Street in Central Square, Cambridge. There'll be a special performance by the Cambridge Steel Band Orchestra, Caribbean food vendors, 80 artists, designers, vintage and import vendors, food trucks, a beer garden, etc. And then another one for Sunday, July 1st, for some acoustic roots music, go to Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge for Sparrow Blue with Friends, and that's 8 to 10 at Toad. Next up is Monday, July 2nd. For a power trio of three brothers, Helen is at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville on Monday the 2nd. That is at 7 p.m. And for some indie rock, you can head over to Harvard Square on Monday. Charlie's Kitchen hosts their latest installment of a show whose name I really appreciate, called Mondays Don't Have to Suck, because it's true. This music series seems to always have bands who have really interesting names. This coming week on Monday, you can see Rye Pines, Don King, Fur Animal, and Bomb Wish. That's at 8 p.m. at Charlie's Kitchen. Another one for Monday, July 2nd, Garage Rock. Go to the Plow and Stars to see Birds, Bird Gangs, and the Solars. And that's over at the Plow, Central Square, Cambridge, 9:30 p.m. And now we're on to Tuesday, July 3rd. Heavy Metal Tuesday is every Tuesday at Once Lounge in Somerville. That's 7 to 9 p.m. upstairs in the lovely lounge that they've got. And then for their next weekly residency for reggae, Ghetto People Band are at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville on Tuesday, July 3rd. The show starts at 10 p.m., but I recommend getting there earlier for Taco Tuesday. The kitchen closes at 10 when the music starts. Really good music there. And I wasn't really expecting to find much to recommend for 4th of July, which is Wednesday, July 4th, but here's one to definitely check out if you're around town. There's a songwriter tribute night, Songs of 1968, at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge, from 7 to 10 p.m. It features Emmy Phelps and Daryl Anger, Jim Fitting, who is, of course, from the lovely Session Americana, Molly Pinto Madigan, and more of their friends this 4th of July for a night of songs tributing artists from 1968. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there. Thank you.
Janae Halstead in Havana Dress off Raised by Wolves. Jason Lane at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, On the Town with Mikey D. Thanks again to Suze for the concert report. That's always much appreciated. And now we're going to kick it over to Studio D. Gull Boy is going to perform for us now.
FO. We're getting ready. 3 weeks from now, we have a big show with Turkish Delight at the Middle East. And we're really glad that Joel asked us down here. And Gull Boy, what kind of name is that? Tell me, what are we, guys?
We're all children.
Let's take it away. Boy, this song is going to be on a cassette being put out by Custom Made Music. It's being released on July 20th. It's called FIR.
Cool love, new colors, the feeling of
In this town, you remember places like the Turtles and the Metals, and nowadays in the skateboarding scene, we have a fancy skateboard park in Cambridge, and we also have the park kind of by the prison on the waterfront of the Charles. And this song is about skateboarding times. It's called Shredder, subtitled Tommy's Troubles. It's also a new song. This is the first time we're playing it. There's no vocals on the drum.
Drum vocal? There we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
this song is about a situation you never want to be in, trying to connect with somebody when it just everything just doesn't seem to connect right. It's called Friend of the Month Club, and we are Gold Boy. The place that they're from. Two of us live in Cambridge. We love our city, and this song is a tribute to Cambridge Street. It covers the sights that can be seen from Leverett Circle up to Punjabi Dhaba all along Cambridge Street. Here it goes, Cambridge Street. Thank you. Yeah, Cambridge Street. We're Gold Boy. This song is about the classic tale of the fisherman's wife with the magic jar that she could reach in and get money until one day they got greedy and reached in and pulled out red ants. Doesn't concern that directly, but that's the song, Magic Jar. When it never empties, when each thought slides right in. It's a cared for jar when it's a telephone and you are connected somewhere to somewhere to be. So long, it has shortened while we've grown. Now you won't play and I'm the dealer, trapped inside the lyric to this song. Talking to you.
goodbye, my love. I can still write you once in a while, but you can't expect more from me. Not anymore. Not
show. It's super, and want to say that we're here getting ready for the July 20th show at the Middle East, and we're